You can think of an anaerobic digester as a big metal stomach. Biodegradables go in, get broken down, and turn into energy. Matthew Freund is president of Freund's Farm in East Canaan. He says anaerobic technology let him diversify his business. An old unit took in cow manure and allowed him to create a new product, biodegradable planters called cow pots.
We've kind of got a flow chart of the cow. She backs up to an anaerobic digester, does her business. We digest it and make energy, and then we create the fibers, making the cow pots. So it's full circle. The cow gives us everything.
The planters were popular with gardeners, and now Freund's Farm is hoping to take that business to the next level. They've partnered with Vanguard Renewables to build a new digestion unit, which could also take in food waste from surrounding towns. It's all in response to a new state RFP for clean energy. Vanguard would lease the land from Freund and sell the electricity back into the grid. John Hanselman is Vanguard's CEO.
The potential, I think, for renewable energy generation from anaerobics is enormous.
Vanguard is working on another anaerobic proposal with Oak Ridge Dairy in Ellington, and it currently operates units in Massachusetts. Connecticut is expected to announce if it selected the AD projects in the coming months. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Patrick Scahill in Hartford.